DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs level off around 88 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 64. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime high is approaching 87. A mix of clouds and sun. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Fertilizer Institute over the weekend again urging Congress to take action to avoid a freight rail shutdown on September 16th. TFI sent a letter to congressional leaders pushing for an intervention to prevent stoppage from occurring. TFI President and CEO Corey Rosenbusch said a stoppage hasn't yet happened, but we're already feeling the negative effects of a non-resolution. Rail carriers announced Friday evening that shipments of fertilizer products like ammonia, which is a key fertilizer and building block for approximately three-fourths of all fertilizer, will start coming off rail networks this week. Rosenbusch contends the situation will get exponentially worse every day there is no resolution, saying if they can't reach an agreement, Congress must act to avoid an economic catastrophe that will only add to inflation and increase consumer pain. Congress can prevent rail workers from striking and has done so before. Back in 1986, President Reagan intervened in the strike of workers for the Maine Central Railway. Selling farmland via competitive bidding process is king right now. Year over year, the number of auctions handled by Farmers National Company up 50%, dollar volume up 75%. During the strong up move in land prices the past year, the best way to know at any given moment is what the market was willing to pay was to sell at some type of auction or competitive bidding. This included simulcast auctions, which is simultaneously online and the public outcry, while traditional public outcry auctions online only and selling by written bids. Farmers continue to be active buyers, they say, of good farmland and purchase the larger share of what comes up for sale. Individual investors also enter the market when they see farmland meeting their investment needs. High land prices have prompted some landowners to sell and capture the current moment in the trend. September shaping up to continue to be an active auction season, which will slow during harvest. Post-harvest auction activity should be normal, with a lot of attention being paid to the price trends. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. The Topeka and Shawnee County's Joint Economic Development Organization Board approved an incentive agreement that is expected to result in an estimated economic impact locally of $480 million over 10 years. Previously referred to as Project Boomerang, Goodyear is projected to make a five-year investment of $125 million and create up to 40 new full-time jobs. The performance-based incentive for this project is up to $585,000, resulting in a 713% return on investment for Topeka and Shawnee County. Andover Public Schools says it has pulled the popular messaging app Seesaw after the app was hacked. According to the Seesaw website, the app is used by 10 million teachers, students, and family members, but the company declined to say how many users were affected by the hack. The school district said it pulled Seesaw from all student and staff accounts as it works with the company on the issue. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Hey, Dad, did you forget my first football practices today?
Wow, is it that time already? Jump in the new Sportage Hybrid, and I'll be right out.
By the way, Mom said it'd be okay to take some of my friends this week.
So that's what Mom said, did she? Sounds like we better take the Telluride instead.
Second, Daddy.
Hey guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. It's time to start hauling the little ones back to school and half the team to and from practice. What better way to do it than in a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia, where we have the perfect size vehicles for every family. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. With our commitment to never charge over sticker price, now is the perfect time to reserve the new Kia that's right for you.
Come on, Dad!
Before we go, what do we tell the team parents?
We want a Kia in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Just after noon on September 5th, police investigated a burglary of a vehicle that was parked in the 500 block of Unity in Atchison. That's according to Police Chief Mike Wilson. The suspect took cash from the vehicle. An investigation led to the arrest on Tuesday of 28-year-old Canterbury D. Lynch of Atchison on a district court warrant for burglary of a vehicle and theft. She's being held without bond. That's according to online jail records. Nearly two-thirds of the almost $49 million in COVID-19 funding earmarked for expansion of broadband services to Kansas homes and businesses was invested in upgrading internet connectivity in the southern half of the state, an audit report said Wednesday. The Kansas legislators' auditing arm told a joint House and Senate committee the three southern regions of the state absorbed 35 of 66 grants, or $30.4 million, approved by Governor Laura Kelly and legislators on the State Finance Council. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. Yay! It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free, and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. One person has died and another injured in a two-vehicle crash Sunday evening near Glenville. On Sunday, the Clay County Sheriff's Office was called out to a motorcycle vehicle accident at 6:12 p.m. on County Road B and Road 312. The Sheriff's Office said a motorcycle was traveling eastbound into Glenville on the curb near the cemetery when the vehicle lost control and collided with a northbound Chrysler Town & Country. The motorcyclist was pronounced deceased at the scene. He has since been identified as 38-year-old Riley Sears of Hastings. Neighbors in Valley are taking the city to court. It has to do with a proposed RV park near the Platte River. The Valley City Council voted 2-2 last month, with the mayor breaking the tie to approve the application for an RV park along the Platte River. But neighbors have filed a lawsuit asking a judge to step in and stop it. The city of Valley has 30 days to answer the lawsuit. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
If you're serious about wheat yield and overall performance, now is a great time to call your local AgriPro associate. Ask about this year's trial data and the newest release from the AgriPro brand, AP Bigfoot. The AP Bigfoot wheat variety offers industry-leading yield potential coupled with acid soil tolerance and very good tolerance to leaf rust and stripe rust. AP Bigfoot is also your top choice in the AgriPro lineup for combating wheat streak mosaic virus. A list of AgriPro associates as well as agronomic performance data is available online at agripro.wheat.com.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council Monday continued discussion regarding the infill lot program Marshall County is currently finalizing. The county has requested cities designate areas they feel are infill lots. The county will then utilize a program that grants relief from property taxes for 10 years following new construction of a house that's appraised up to $300,000. Majority of the map is in the main part of the city of Marysville. Northern boundary, for the most part, Hodo Street. Southern boundary is Kester and Jackson Street. Western boundary, the Highway 36 Bridge. And the eastern boundary, for the most part, 18th, but does go to 20th Street for a small portion. There is a small section of a Keystone addition included. It's Ashbury Lane, north of Timber Creek. This is strictly for housing. Not all structures would qualify under the Neighborhood Revitalization Program. This was accepted unanimously by council. An estimate of preliminary design for a portion of the 7th Street corridor between Carolina and Calhoun west of the historic Union Pacific Depot was considered. A draft presented is reduced down from the original design, which would have connected south to U.S. 36, at an estimated cost of $3.3 million. The reduction would remove the semi-parking on the west side of the project and the portion of the project south of Carolina to U.S. 36, reducing the trail down to a 10-foot wide trail with grass to both sides. Streets would also run north and south along the trail. City administrator suggested the city submit the project for a cost share program grant. Majority of the project would be funded. The city portion estimated to be $300,000 of a $1.1 million cost. This would not happen until late 2023. The initial conversation with stakeholders, adjacent property owners, and the trails group will continue. Options are apparently still open as to final design elements. Council has the right to reject the project if the bid is approved. Council showed no interest in a matching grant for Blue Cross Blue Shield that would fund development of a fitness complex. It is suggested this could be located in the city park where Simmons Auditorium stood. A variety of other community improvements could be considered in place of this project. Approvals were given for the MHS Homecoming Parade Friday, October 7th at 2 p.m. Closure of Hedricks Avenue at the Historic Depot for the class of 2007 reunion September 24th. And additional details were shared for the 50th anniversary of the Black Squirrel designation planned October 22nd. Zoning changes were approved for 1176 Pony Express Highway and 510 Carolina. Local banks and authorities report a scam asking for a download of a phone app called AnyDesk, which allows remote access to your phone and computer. Caution is advised when downloading apps and other programs that could link accounts without your permission. The annual U.S. Highway 36 treasure hunt is slated for this weekend. Many vendors along and adjacent to U.S. Highway 36 in Kansas will begin sales Thursday and Friday, continuing through Saturday and Sunday. Caution is urged with additional traffic along U.S. 36 during the annual treasure hunt this weekend. The River Valley Extension District offices in Washington, as well as Belleville, Clay Center, and Concordia, will be closed Friday, September 16th. The offices will reopen Monday. Again, the River Valley Extension District offices, including Washington, will be closed this Friday. The annual Fall Fest in Washington is this weekend. A Friday night kickoff is planned downtown with the West Cosman Band, live 8 to 11, in front of Brick Street Financial, with complimentary hot dogs and snacks at 7:30. BYOB and lawn chairs are welcome. Saturday activities include the car show registration beginning at 8:30, plus food vendors, kids inflatables, games, and activities in Washington this weekend. Ada G. Schutte, infant daughter of Ethan and Jordan Schutte of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Clay Center. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for infant Ada Schutte. Jesse M. Kapp, age 43, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10:30, St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, 11 until 5. Family will greet friends Friday from 3 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jesse Kapp. Graveside interment services for Wayne and Patricia Cook are planned Saturday, 10:30 a.m. at the Blue Springs Cemetery, with the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Wayne and Patricia Cook. Sharon Carol Lampy Dixon passed away May 22nd. A graveside service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Washington City Cemetery, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Sharon Dixon. Chelsea L. Oatney, age 32, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation Sunday, 11 until 9. Family will receive friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Chelsea Oatney.
What happened? happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying partly sunny throughout the day today before a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms overnight. Temperatures continue to stay well above average. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the lower to mid-80s. Today, we can expect to see highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. Staying fairly breezy as well, south winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Low pressure will start to settle in overnight tonight and continue as we head into the weekend. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible throughout the region overnight, staying partly cloudy otherwise with our lows in the mid-50s and mid-60s. There is a marginal risk for some severe weather throughout central Kansas, with a chance for some gusty winds and small hail. Some showers may linger throughout the day on Friday, but otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And a very slim chance for any rain throughout Friday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 70s. And more showers will be possible throughout Saturday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, number 82, record high on this date, 100 degrees. The average low, 58, and the record low, 33. Sunset 7:37, sunrise in the morning at 7:09.
Is nature sending us clues about the upcoming winter? We will tell you which signs to watch out for on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 15th, the 258th day of the year. Mystery writer Agatha Christie was born on this day. Fall doesn't arrive for another week, but it's about this time of year that folks start looking for signs about the upcoming winter. A narrow-colored band on the woolly bear caterpillar and abundance of acorns or especially active squirrels are some well-known predictors of a harsh winter. Here's a few you may not have heard of. Thick hair on the nape of a cow's neck, woodpeckers sharing a tree, ants marching in a line, or hornets building nests unusually high. And don't forget the legend of the persimmon. If its seeds are spoon-shaped, expect a lot of snow, a knife shape predicts bitter cold, and a fork shape means a mild winter ahead. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Brick Street Financial Group and Thrivent in Washington invite you to the second annual Fall Fest kickoff block party, Friday, September 16th. Featuring the West Cosman Band, performing in front of the Thrivent office at 110 East 2nd in Washington. Hot dogs and snacks served at 7:30. Band performs 8 to 11. BYOB, and feel free to bring a chair Friday evening. And presented in part by Brick Street Financial Group, your Thrivent representative.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker has been ruled out for the team's home opening contest tonight, the Chiefs said with their injury report on Wednesday. Butker rolled his ankle on a kickoff following Kansas City's first touchdown in Sunday's 44-21 win over Arizona. He did return to kick a 54-yard field goal and 3 extra points in the season-opening win. Former New York Jets kicker Matt Amendola is expected to kick in Butker's absence. Amendola reportedly won a six-man kicker derby held at the Chiefs practice facility on Monday. There was a time that Topeka West volleyball star Mackenzie Jones never imagined playing Division I volleyball. Now, as she enters her senior year with the Topeka West Chargers, she's announced her oral commitment to play at Kansas State. The 6'1 senior hitter notched 246 kills and 51 solo blocks in 2021, helping the Chargers to their best season in program history. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
After an explosive offensive performance by the Kansas City Chiefs in its Week 1 44-21 win over the Arizona Cardinals, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has been awarded the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Mahomes, who was without teammate Tyreek Hill on the team for the first time in his career, threw 5 touchdown passes in the season opener. He totaled 360 yards through the air on 30 completions and finished with a quarterback rating of 144.2. The football matchup between K-State and Oklahoma will take place in primetime. The Big 12 Conference announced the September 24th game will kick off at 7 p.m. and will be televised on Fox. KU will play the first game, hosting Duke at 11 a.m. That game will be shown on Fox Sports 1. Washburn is finally back to its usual Saturday games, but the Ichabods will have their hands full against the University of Nebraska Kearney. They're number 26 right now in the AFCA coaches poll, so it could bump them into the top 25. Game time is set for 1 o'clock. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches. Focus Mondays on Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesdays, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesdays, Lynn and Centralia. Thursdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. Listen for the Cape Reps pregame show Friday nights at 6, our Coach's Corner roundup at 6:30, ahead of our 6:45 pregame for high school football, live on KNDY.
Valley League sports are back, and so is the TBL Spotlight. Spotlight is your source for everything happening in one of the best leagues in the state of Kansas. For interviews with players and coaches, game recaps, and special segments like Wayback Wednesday, where we talk to some of the past athletes of the TBL, check out the TBL Spotlight online at tblspotlight.com or on the podcast page at sunflowerstateradio.com.
Friday Night Football Live, Marysville at Chapman on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover hosting Osborne live on FM 95.5. On air online and on our mobile app. Kansas State pregame Saturday at noon. Kansas Jayhawks pregame Saturday at 2:30. Live on KNDY.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Sweet or sour? I'm not talking about pickles, but rather the pH of your soil. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Acidic soils with pH below neutral, 7, are often referred to as sour, while alkaline soils with a pH above 7 are called sweet. Soil pH influences which nutrients in the soil are available for the plants to absorb and utilize for growth. Blueberries, azalea, and red maples are examples of acid-loving plants. Clematis, crabapple, and spirea are a few of the alkaline-tolerant plants. Always start with a soil test before trying to change the pH. Lime is used to sweeten soils, while sulfur is often used to lower pH. Since adjusting pH takes large amounts of energy and materials, it's best to grow plants suited to your soil pH. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Most farmers think of New Orleans as being a major grain handling port, and rightly so. However, for those in the upper Midwest, this is the destination of much of the grain. Half of the trip to Europe is simply making it out of North America's waters for these ships. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Time Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
We may think of large shipping ports sending products around the world. Adolf Ojard is a past director of the Duluth Port Authority, and he says many products passing through these waters are local.
Around 90% of our business is domestic, and a large component of that is grain. We have five major grain terminals in the Twin Ports.
The Canadians also have a large grain handling port north of here in Thunder Bay.
The Twin Ports of Duluth Superior and Thunder Bay, probably 75 to 80% of all the grain that moves through the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Seaway system is handled at those two ports.
Duluth handles wheat and durum from the upper Midwest, and that grain often moves far from here.
We do a lot of shipping primarily to Northern Europe, the Mediterranean, as well as North Africa. And that's our primary target for the international grain business.
Adolf says the main products are what are called non-hazardous dry bulk. Duluth is the perfect place to handle those items.
The iron ore, the coal, the grain, salt, cement, sand, limestones, etc. So we do a lot of big, heavy cargo out of here because we have probably some of the best rail clearances in the country, and we can move the biggest pieces from here the shortest land distance.
There's one thing that seems to be missing, though, when you drive around these docks. There are very few trucks.
A very high percentage of the business that moves through here moves by rail. So we don't have the truck congestion that most ports have. We have four major railroads servicing the port.
In fact, 90% of the cargo entering and leaving the port is transported by rail. Traveling the countryside in Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Ancestor of all fermented drinks has been around as long as we've had bees. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Mead is a drink made with honey and has quite a kick as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too.
Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Wine is an alcoholic beverage made with grapes, water, and yeast. Mead is sort of the same thing, except the fermentable sugars come from honey instead of grapes. Vicki Rowe is the owner of a website called gotmead.com. She says for the best chance of having a good product, it helps to invest a little money in your equipment. With good equipment comes control, and control gives quality.
We want a bucket with a grommeted top. The airlock, it's a bubbler. It's a little piece of plastic that's kind of a S laying on its side. Fill it halfway with water, and it basically seals the air from getting into the mead while it's fermenting, but allows it to bubble out carbon dioxide that it produces so the thing doesn't explode in the pail. You don't want air getting to your mead while it's bubbling because it'll cause it to oxidize, and that changes the flavor of the final product.
Fermentation takes from several weeks to several months. The next process is called racking, where the clear mead is siphoned off into another container, leaving the sediment behind. This may have to be done several times until there are no more dead yeast cells settling on the bottom. The last step is bottling. Rose says the hardest part is finding the right recipe.
If you're going brass tacks, it's three basic ingredients, honey, water, and yeast. You can use bread yeast. However, I would suggest wine yeast. You're going to get, again, a cleaner product at the end, although bread yeast produces some pretty interesting meads, too. The ratio depends on where you want it to end up, how sweet you want it to be.
The flavor is also dictated by the type of honey you use. Mead made from honey from bees that pollinate orange blossoms is going to taste differently than honey from clover. Learn more about making mead at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever I'm facing a tough situation, I remember the Bible verse in the book of Jeremiah where God says, "For I have plans to give you hope and a future." Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Life throws us some unexpected curveballs, and of course, there's no way of knowing when they'll come. But if you have a financial cushion in place, you'll be better prepared. In other words, you should have an emergency savings account so when you're facing an obstacle, you can focus on the obstacle rather than stressing about money. An emergency fund is separate from your primary savings account, and a good rule of thumb is to put a portion of your income into this account monthly. Then forget about it. If you'll be tempted to use these funds on non-emergencies, considering opening an account outside of your primary bank so the money isn't easily accessible. And remember, God has plans to give you hope in a future, and you can be a good steward of all he's given you as you prepare.
It's Assisted Living Week, and Falls City Nursing and Rehab knows that independence is important no matter what your age. Providing the help that is needed with respect and compassion is an exceptional in-house therapy program for short or long-term rehabilitation needs. Falls City Nursing and Rehab. Let us care for you.
A farmer talks about the impact of labor shortages today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. It's been hard to get anyone to notice that farms are having trouble finding good employees. Jeff Lochner operates Lochner Farms near Wessington in East Central South Dakota.
Not a new problem, but the shortage of labor and the type of labor force that we're going to have to continue in food and ag production in our country, it should be elevated to a higher level of importance, not only at the government level, but within the food and ag industry.
There's a perception still, apparently, that farm workers are basically just hired muscle. Lochner disagrees.
I think the biggest challenge that labor will have in regard to its role in agriculture would be to ensure that the pipeline that we have today to furnish skilled labor as well as, I use the term loosely, unskilled labor, all labor in agriculture has to be skilled due to the complexity of it. But in order for that pipeline to stay filled with the right type of candidates and the right type of potential employees, we have to make sure that not only is the pipeline correct, but that we're putting in the right types of individuals.
Creating the right types of individuals brings us to the topic of tomorrow's show, how education is working to address the farm labor shortage. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Every year, hundreds of people die on Kansas roads. Be aware of your surroundings. Read all traffic signs. Always wear your seatbelt. Keep your eyes on the road. Every child needs to be properly restrained. Slow down. These simple steps can help save your life. A message from the Kansas Department of Transportation and this station.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, as Congress prepares for the next Farm Bill of 2023, the National Association of Wheat Growers is out there with their priorities for the 2023 edition as well. As Jake Westland with NOG says that their top priority remains the protection of crop insurance, making sure that the critical risk management tool is available for growers.
You know, when growers are planting out there, you have Mother Nature to deal with. So you have to have that sort of assurance in the back of your mind. So we don't want to see any further cuts to the program, because there's always those efforts made on a year-to-year basis as part of the budget appropriations process, but continue to protect that is one of our most important priorities for growers to deliver that.
He goes on to point out that these programs help U.S. Wheat Associates and others to continue to find and develop their trade opportunities.
That program has been there for a long time. However, the funds have been pretty stagnant, and there have been more cooperatives added to it throughout the years. So kind of thinking about it as a piece of pie, right? The pie has remained the same, but there are more slices that have been cut into that pie. So we need to kind of grow that pie so that those dollars that have significant return on investment can continue to be used adequately to help grow our market export opportunities overseas.
The Farm Bill did get a late start on discussion this year, as many in both the House and the Senate have slowly started to discuss the Farm Bill of 2023 and have done their tour around the country getting input as well on some of the priorities for the Farm Bill for 2023, as now they start to take the issue a little bit more serious. On the front of NOG for their 2023 Farm Bill priorities, they also include support of voluntary conservation programs, along with increasing the reference price for wheat in Title I. Another discussion that has been regarding the U.S. Farm Bill of 2023 has been, of course, the crop insurance, along with environmental issues that go on in the agricultural industry. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
The heat of summer is upon us. At Yoder Meats, we think a great way to beat the heat is outdoor cooking. We've got everything you need to do it upright, so stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location this week and get the brats, burgers, steaks, ribs, and all the other meat you need. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and 3 locations in Wichita.
Don't miss Chicken City across from the Old Mill at this year's Kansas State Fair. Enjoy all the favorites like chicken street tacos, chicken gizzards, and the best of all, the crispy chicken breast sandwich, deep fried with cornflakes, and finished off with a glazed donut bun. Plus, don't forget the cheese curd booth right by the beer garden. It's Chicken City in the cheese curd booth right across from the Old Mill at this year's Kansas State Fair. Matthew Hall says be safe and have fun at this year's Kansas State Fair.
Your hometown partner with any do-it-yourself project is Hometown Lumber of Marysville and Axtell Lumber of Axtell. Serving the community for over 20 years, expert knowledge accompanied by a helpful smile and reassuring handshake will tell you you're in the right place. With all your building needs, they are ready to help you. Stocked with a full line of lumber and hardware to go along with tools, plumbing supplies, paint, and lawn and garden, you'll leave knowing you've made the right choice by stopping at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new executive order from President Biden calls on departments and agencies to take steps to increase the use of bio-based products and identify barriers to ag biotechnology. Among other things, the order gives USDA, FDA, and EPA 180 days to identify areas of ambiguity, gaps, or uncertainties in the federal regulatory system for biotech. The order says the complexity of the system can be confusing and create challenges for businesses to navigate, and within 280 days, the agencies are required to submit a plan for implementing reforms, including identifying regulations and guidance documents that need to be updated, streamlined, or clarified. Separately, the order requires USDA to write a report on ways to use biotechnology and biomanufacturing for food and agriculture innovation. That includes for improving land conservation, increasing crop yields, and protecting against plant and animal pests and diseases. The order also seeks to increase the government's use of bio-based products by requiring agencies to train staff on purchasing those goods. A bulk of the money has been distributed under the Emergency Relief Program. That leaves USDA employees with the job of sorting through some of the more complicated applications that are yet to come. Speaking to the Farmers Union yesterday in D.C., Secretary Vilsack said pre-filing ERP applications with crop insurance and data for producers who suffered natural disaster losses in 21 and 22 ended up saving about 1 million hours of staff time and 1 million hours of farmer time and allows us to get the payments out in record time, he said. So far, $7 billion of the program's $10 billion has been distributed. Now the department is faced with more daunting task of doling out relief producers who were not covered already. He said specifically those that participated in stacks. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Soil nutrient availability in the field before winter. Soil sampling now can give you a leg up on next year's fertilizer management plans. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I
was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry. I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning, I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my combine, I look down at my BKT AgriMax Terrace tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable every season, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them.
True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Knowing the existing soil nutrient levels in the fields can help cut down on your fertilizer bills. Charlie Wortman is a soil fertility specialist at the University of Nebraska. He recommends testing soil once every 4 years. The process can be done in several ways, but he says the samples should represent fields or areas within fields no larger than 40 acres for the best accuracy. Take one sample of soil from 12 sampling points for each part of the field.
Often you do that by management zone. You know that there's some difference in soil or management history or yield. And so you look at different parts of the field to see if they need different management.
And maybe once every 10 years, do grid soil sampling where one sample is taken every 2 to 2.5 acres. Because it's more intensive, the results can be put into spatial information tools like GIS to create a map of nutrient availability across the field. Wortman says soil testing should determine at least 5 important properties.
First, we want to look at pH and organic matter. Definitely phosphorus, potassium, zinc. So those are the 5 most important properties, at least for us in Nebraska. And of course, you can test for other nutrients and other properties, but that's sort of our basic package.
Fall is a good time for soil sampling. It allows more time to get results back from the laboratory and use the information in designing the fertilizer management program for next year. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about soil sampling at agriculture.com.
Take it from the vets at Valley Vet Supply. A sound preconditioning program helps ensure the health of weaned calves. At Valley Vet Supply, you'll find vaccines for blackleg prevention and respiratory wellness, including pneumonia prevention. Consider feeding Cargill's Right Now Onyx Mineral during weaning. It's specially formulated for stressful situations. And let's face it, weaning is stressful. Keep your calves healthy, increase weaning weight, and ease your stress by shopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken, broadcasting live from the Kansas State Fair. Here's what we're looking at for December corn, down 1.5 at 680.5. March corn, down 1.25 at 686. Wheat for December down 23.5 at 848.75. March wheat down 23.25 at 864.75. Kansas City wheat down 19.5 right now at 927.5. Kansas City wheat for March down 18.75 at 928. Oats for December down 3.5 at 395. March oats down 9.25 at 394. Soybean looks like this. Soybeans for November up 3.75 at 4.58.75. Soybeans for January up 4.25 at 14.65.25. Taking a look at the cattle market, live cattle for October up $1.15 at 145.50. Live cattle for December up $1.22.5 at 151.27.5. Feeder cattle for September up 72.5 cents at 179.25. Feeder cattle for October down 55 cents at 180.92.5. Let's take a look at the stock market very quickly for you on this Thursday. It's been a pretty volatile ride today, up and down. Dow Jones right now 89 points up currently. S&P down 6.5. NASDAQ up 86 at 12,130 on this Thursday. I'm Jeff Aiken on the Mid-America Ag Network, live from the Kansas State Fair. If you haven't been out here as of yet, come on by. Sit down with us. We've got a big old tent. You'll see the tent. We've got a table to sit at. Just to come by and have a conversation would be wonderful. We'd love to talk to you and just hang out. Come on by. Jeff Aiken, broadcast Kansas State Fair. It's in Kansas on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Championship Dirt Track for Auto Racing returns to the Kansas State Fair Sunday, September 18th. Sports Radio KGSO presents the Gladiators of the late model division, the high-flying modifieds, plus the stock cars, all on the famed half-mile oval, competing for the Kansas State Fair Championship. The Next Tech Grandstand opens at 4 p.m. Green flag drops at 5. Don't miss the return of Championship Dirt Track Auto Racing, presented by Sports Radio KGSO and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Ringing in the 109th Kansas State Fair, the State Fair is celebrating all things Kansas. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. Brian Schultz, General Manager of the Kansas State Fair, shares what the 10-day celebration will include.
It is September 9th through the 18th. That's a Friday through a Sunday. We are 10 days of action-packed. I mean, the first weekend, for all the producers out there, we have our Grand Drive, which is our big 4-H youth event. It'll bring in about 850-some youth, just shy of 3,600 entries this year. So that's a huge event for us. And then throughout the rest of the week with our open classes, we have about 350 exhibitors throughout all the species. We have a good number of animals coming in again. Even in our commercial exhibit, our numbers are up, as with our vendors and stuff like that. So we're really, really excited about this Kansas State Fair.
Schultz explains the changes that attendees can expect this year.
This year, we decided that instead of having to go buy a ticket to come into the fairgrounds and then go buy a ticket to go to the grandstand, we've combined all that into one ticket. So if you've pre-purchased your grandstand ticket, on that will be a click or a barcode that you'll have at the front gate. But don't throw away your ticket, because that's also your grandstand admission ticket. So that is one of the nice things about it, is you don't have to worry about buying two tickets. The other thing is the legislature this year passed Senate Bill 2, which allows us to move freely around the grounds with alcoholic beverages. Prior to that, we were confined to the 5 beer gardens that we had. This will allow people, after they've been ID checked, then their wristband, and then they'll be able to go throughout the grounds, other than a few of the buildings that the kids will be involved with their beer or wine that they want to take out of the beverage areas.
Excited about this year's lineup, Schultz lays out the entertainment schedule.
We're celebrating all things Kansas. That's our theme. What we did earlier this year is we put a notice out to all the bands and entertainers across Kansas. The top 5 then go on to the opening night of the Kansas State Fair for the Battle of the Bands. The top 2 will then open up for 2 of our national acts. So that's Friday night. Saturday night, we have Priscilla Block opening up for Parker McCollum. On Sunday, we have Fluffy, Gabriel Iglesias, our comedian. Monday is our Demolition Derby. Tuesday, we go back to country with Eddie Montgomery. Wednesday's our Christian night. That's Toby Mack. Thursday, 80s night, we have Quiet Riot and Great White. Friday night, we've got the Kansas Lottery Chiefs Red Friday Rally. Blaine Howard opening up for Tech 9. Casey Wolf coming in. We have the Drumline. Then we go Saturday to T.I. and Chingy for the Hip Hop Pop area. And then Sunday is closing night. And for the first time in 20 years, we're going to have auto racing back to the Kansas State Fair.
Sharing how the Kansas State Fair is celebrating all things Kansas, that was State Fair General Manager Brian Schultz. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.